Hey, Contrarians, and welcome back to another version of the Contrarian Thinking Newsletter. This week, we're talking about the secret to seven figures, which is deal making. But first, you know, deal making is all we do in Contrarian Cashflow, our premium membership. Here are just a few things our community members have done since joining. They've closed on a towing company, two RV parks, three revenue share deals, one five-figure launch, two six-figure promotions, two newsletters started, and 84 side hustles. Whew, that's a lot, and that's just a few. You can see the rest of the list on the blog page. How did they do it? Well, they learn about buying, not building, cashflowing assets inside of the Contrarian Cashflow community. What are we covering this month, you ask? Buying or investing in remote-based service small businesses. Click the button to learn more about cash flow. So today, what are we covering? In less than 10 minutes, we're going to dive into Cody then versus Cody now. Doing the hard thing and then doing it again. The single hardest thing that I did. My roadmap to deal making and the six steps to get there and a summary of everything we talked about. See, I'm just like many of you. Maybe you've heard this before from me. If so, skip to the part on becoming a deal maker right after this, but there's something like 10,000 new faces here, so I think it's time to reintroduce myself to just a few of you. 6 years ago, I hated what I did. I worked 65 to 70 plus hour weeks. I was a slave to my paycheck in a nightmare of a relationship. Basically, I felt like I wasn't even in charge of my day-to-day, not to mention my life. Despite years of schooling, lots of hard work, and pretty sparkly life in finance and investing from the outside, I was unhappy, unfulfilled to say the least. But life is funny in the speed it can pivot. Today, the story is much different. I hit that magical, albeit ever-changing, financial freedom number. I own interest in 25 small businesses, love every second of what I do, and I'm with a man I pinch myself that I get to call mine. Thanks, honey. Life changes faster than we think if we allow it. It's okay to be the first version of me. It's okay to be lost, it's okay to be confused, scared, broke, fat, depressed. All of those things are part of the human experience. But what is not okay? Staying there. Your future is just sitting on the other side of fear, waiting for you to show up. As we come into the new year, I can remember vividly the feeling of being lost. I was burnt out in finance, working on someone else's schedule, tired of having my time tied to money. Now, people ask me, how did you build it all? A lot of people ask me how I've built what I've built over the last year and a half. All of the businesses. A real man and an incredible husband by my side. All of my friends are crushing it and are fascinating humans. I'm in the best shape of my life. I have more energy than ever. Truly, financially, physically, and mentally free. So you want to know how? Well, this is how. I do the hard things, and then I do them again. Now, maybe big empires and wild adventures aren't your things like they are for me, but life isn't for everyone, and hell, I'm far from the top in any of these, but I think every human out there wants to be the best version of themselves, and today more than ever, I know you need to be stronger, tougher, and more prepared than you've ever been. Alas, most people simply will not do the hard things. And yet, a muscle grows by breaking, a seed by cracking open, a child by growing pains. Humans need hard. So how do I build this growing empire in life I love? I said yes to hard things like a man I knew could break my heart and hold me accountable, buying businesses and taking on debt that I had to follow through on, early mornings and of course late nights, spending $50,000 on a venue that hadn't sold one ticket yet for our conference, quitting jobs that were easy to bet on the value of the hard, building a team who all rely on me to pay them, being relentless about my health, working out, body and mind, never saying no to more info and smarter humans, failing publicly with my own name in a world of peanut gallery trolls. That stuff is what it takes. Someone said to me, I just have to do more things I like and I'll be happier. Wrong. You need to train yourself to fucking love the hard. You'll be amazed at how incredible your life becomes. If you're ready to do the hard things that you gotta do, then do the smart things. The single smartest thing I did was I became a deal maker. I learned what it meant to become a deal maker. I began to think like a deal maker instead of a rule taker. I started investing in cash flowing businesses, not sexy startups, but boring businesses. So for those of you who think you want to do the same, here's my path and how I would do it again. It is not the path, it is a path. Freedom can be found down many roads, but this is the road I took to be a deal maker. Step one, find clarity. First, I asked myself, what do I really want? Answer, how could I work when I want, where I want, and on what I want while earning what I needed? Problem. I'm not smart enough to create the next Tesla, Bitcoin, Facebook, etc., and I had no cool startup ideas. Solution. I can model, aka do finance and investing like an MFer, and I'm pretty good at due diligence and underwriting companies. So maybe I should just buy a boring cash flowing business to offset my income. I picked up a pen and I wrote this down. In 90 days, this is what it looks like. You've closed your first deal. You've used a loan, so other people's money, and only $10,000 of your own, to generate $7,000 to $30,000 in monthly income. You've completely replaced your W-2 income. You've bought back your time, and now you get to decide what to work on. You have an operator that does the heavy lifting. You have a business plan to turn that $7,000 into $50,000 monthly. Nothing like a little visualization to get things going. Step 2, find the opportunity. I started scouring the news looking for the best sector, the best entry point, the number one market, but something larger emerged, a realization that opportunities were, in fact, all around. In the United States, as of 2020, there were 2.5 million small businesses between 1 and 5 million in revenue that were for sale, 10,000 baby boomers that are retiring every day, 19% of those own a small business. Only 1 in 11 will sell within 12 months of being listed, and that leaves 91% of businesses for sale on the market with motivated sellers for more than a year. So if there's an opportunity, then how do I make sure I'm equipped to take advantage of it? Step 3, do the learning. While sometimes I feel like I'm that guy at the party who just won't shut up about Tesla and his latest stock pick, here I go again. If I wasn't in private equity before and was just starting out, this is exactly what I would do. I would read these articles, and there's a list on the blog page that you should read. I would listen to these podcasts. Again, another list of what you should listen to. I would sign up for Contrarian Cashflow, our premium crew, and I would get access to our Buying Online Businesses playbook. When you're serious about it, take the Unconventional Acquisitions course, which is also linked here. And I would read this book on mergers and acquisitions called Buy Then Build by Walker Diebel. That link is here as well. Or hell, this stuff is all on Google, so you could just start digging in and going down a rabbit hole for free. But, you know, pick your poison. Step 4, the dealmaker triangle. The dealmaker triangle equals time versus money versus expertise. In doing deals, you're always balancing these three things. The more time you have to give, the more time you can make in a deal. The more you can make in a deal, the more money, the bigger the percent, the more expertise, the more value you can circle. Your job is to determine what you have right now. For instance, you could be Tom. He's got $100,000 to invest, wants to spend 10 hours a week, and his expertise is in advertising and sales. His deal-making triangle will tell him what kind of deals he should do and where his levers are that he has to pull. Or you could be Susie. Susie has $5,000 to invest, but an SBA loan approval of $300,000. She's got 40 hours a week to spend, and operational small business is her expertise. Find your triangle, and you will narrow your deal range. The more of any of those three you have, the more you can get in your next deal. Step 5, the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, the frequency illusion. Have you ever bought a new car and all of a sudden you see those cars everywhere? Your brain largely ignores the hordes of cars you pass, and yet once you purchase a new car, your brain adjusts, adding that model to its list of things to notice. We're bombarded with information every single second, so your brain chooses what to let through and what to not. So what does this have to do with deals? Well, something magical happens. The more you learn about buying businesses and doing deals, suddenly, they're all around. For instance, I bought a portion of a video production company. The deal example about that is included on this blog page. This is what happened. I spend $2,000 to $6,000 a month on video production for Contrarian Thinking. So I thought, why don't I just buy the company that I pay now? So I put down $10,000, and the new revenue milestones helped them increase sales by 30%, and that gave me 40% of the business. Now I make $5,000 to $8,000 on the business a month, and I rolled that provider over into an overall holdco. I saw an opportunity with an owner who was overwhelmed, didn't know how to grow, but was great at his trade of video production. The business did $120,000 profit, including owner's salary. It was valued at 2x, so aka $240,000, so it was more job than a business. So here's how we structured the deal. I gave 10%, $10,000 down for a show of goodwill. I took 40% of the company, aka $96,000 worth in value. I took $48,000 in cash flow for my 40% ownership and profit share. I brought in $100,000 in net profit through new client introductions. Now I have an investment that pays me $48,000 a year, and now closer to $5,000 to $10,000 a month as it grows and every dollar that we make, that I put $10,000 down and some introductions to get. Step 6, the unfair deal advantage. We had one Contrarian Cashflow member reach out, who was an attorney. He wanted to know what type of businesses to buy. Now, I'm on the path of least resistance to the highest ROI type of human, so I said, hey, buy a legal firm. Here's why. You have three hills to climb in doing deals. Number one, learning how to do the deal. Number two, learning how to value and finance the deal. And number three, learning how to run the deal. If you already know how to run a legal firm, you skip step three. So before you go saying you want to buy a laundromat, car wash, bakery, etc., in this case, hey, shit where you eat, aka look closer to home. If you're an accountant, buy an accounting firm. If you're a graphic designer, buy a design firm. If you're a salesperson, buy a marketing firm. It's not the only way to do it, but it certainly can be easier. So what's the TLDR? Remember the lessons. There are deals all around. Wall Street doesn't have a strange hold on the acquisition market. Neither do PE firms. Mergers and acquisitions isn't easy, but it can be relatively simple and straightforward. I'd also dare you to learn. Never yet had a student say they were upset about learning the language of deals. After all, it powers the world. If you want our free deal analysis calculator to determine if a deal looks interesting or not at a quick glance, join our referral program. Hit 5 referrals here and get that deal calculator. Listen, to always deal making. Cody. On to the bottom part. What would I do with $10,000? Well, over here at Contrarian Thinking, we're hanging out on TikTok. You want to join us? This quick video that I've linked here covers what I would look at right now with only $10,000 to invest. I'm curious after you watch this if you guys would like to see this in a longer form video, like a YouTube maybe? You know, perhaps that's foreshadowing, perhaps it's not, but perhaps it is. Until next time, guys, we'll see you next week.